Now, what do you think leopard seals eat? Penguins? Yeah. Birds? Yeah. Fish? Absolutely. But when curious scientists started sifting through some leopard seal scat recently, they got more than penguin bones. They actually found a USB stick. Now, what was on that USB stick? Well, of course, it was videos of seals frolicking and having a jolly old time, a bit of sealception, if you will. Now, Krista Hupman was the cetacean biologist and ecologist to whom the USB was delivered. She joins us on the phone now for a little bit of an exploration of what this all means. Krista, thanks for joining us this morning.
No problem. Thank you very much for having me.
Now, tell us about this kind of discovery. How did the USB get to you? What did you think when you got it? It's not something you'd normally find, I'd assume, in your line of
work. Not at all, no. So we look at the scat samples of leopard seals to find out what they're eating. We've found that over the last few years, the leopard seal sightings have been increasing in northern waters. And so one of our questions are, why would we be seeing more? Is it just more people are out there, you know, letting people know about it due to social media and digital photography? Or is it actually that we're getting an increase in numbers? And so what we ask is members of the public or different researchers around the country to send us some scat samples. So what happened was we had a leopard seal at a beach in Bacargill, and a vet actually went down to have a look at the animal for me, and she noticed that there was a scat sample and she sent it to me in the mail. And I didn't really think anything of it. That was pretty normal routine for my day job, and just put it in the freezer and thought one day I will get to looking at that. And it was only about 3 weeks ago that some of my volunteers pulled out that scat sample and we started processing it. So what we normally do is you basically wash away the poo when you're looking for hard parts. So you're looking for different bones or different feathers so we can identify maybe what it's been eating. And that's when a USB turned up. So we were very shocked to find that and thought that, you know, it must have either someone's boring documents, that would be a super letdown, or maybe it's got someone's wedding photos, something really cool that someone's missing. And unfortunately, we put the USB into our computer and it was dead. And that was a big letdown. We thought, well, that's the end of that. But I have had my iPhone damaged a number of times from water damage, being a marine biologist. And so I wondered what would happen if I put it in a bag of rice and hair drying. And so I did that, and then 3 weeks later we have a working USB stick. So I was really shocked that I was able to recover anything.
That's amazing. I think the fact that plain old white rice can save a USB from the stomach of a leopard seal is pretty amazing.
I know, yes. And it could even be even more complex than that, because leopard seals are quite particular in what they eat. So I'm thinking it may have been even secondary digestion. So perhaps the bird has eaten the USB stick, and then the bird has been eaten by the leopard seal and it's been pooped out. So, yeah, it could be an even more complex story than we think. But, it's very random that I was able to still recover it after all that.
Absolutely. Whoever makes those USB sticks really should put that on the box. That's something to be very proud of.
We're after them. We're saying, hey, how about you sponsor some leopard seal research, because we've got a lot of people wanting to buy your product.
Absolutely. Have you found out who the USB stick belonged to?
Yes, we have. So a lady was actually watching the leopard seal on the beach and accidentally dropped the USB and then didn't really think anything more of it until she saw her footage on the news and said, hang on, that's my footage.
So, oh, my gosh. Cool. Wow, yeah. That is very cool. So how common are leopard seals in New Zealand? Tell us a little bit more about this creature.
Yeah, so leopard seals normally breed in the Antarctic. They're known as sort of an Antarctic species. However, during the months of winter and autumn, they do travel northwards. So there's been leopard seal reports back to the 1200s in Maori middens in New Zealand. So they've always come here, but we don't actually know in what numbers. And so we've been seeing over the last few years a real increase in leopard seals all around the country, in all seasons. We actually have some individuals that have decided to stay for a really long time. So we have one individual in Auckland at the moment who stayed here for 6 years.
Oh, wow.
So this is sort of showing a bit of a change, you know, that leopard seals aren't going back to the Antarctic. Mm. And that sort of brings a question of why. And it's not just New Zealand. It's Australia, New Zealand, South America, South Africa. We do get a seasonal peak in leopard seal sightings, but we are getting more and more that are deciding not to go home. And that sort of begs the question, why? Why on earth would you not go back to, you know, where your sort of ice-loving mates are, and why would you stay north?
Absolutely. So this is suggesting maybe some ecological changes that are happening around the world.
Yeah, so we could have something going on in the Antarctic that we are unaware of, and so we kind of can use a leopard seal as what we call a sentinel species, so it can kind of give us an indication of maybe something that's changing down there that we're not quite aware of. But say that climate change was happening and maybe that's changing their distribution patterns, maybe the Antarctic food webs have changed and maybe that's why they're coming up north to eat. We don't really know. I guess one of the biggest mysteries for leopard seals is that they are one of the only Antarctic species which is coming north more and more and staying here. So we have a lot of other seals which have greater populations in the Antarctic and found north, but these ones decide to stay.
Wow.
So they're very unusual compared to other species of seals in the Antarctic. So they, whether they're just very adapted to our northern environment and can be quite opportunistic and feed on anything, that's sort of one of the things we're looking into.
It's very interesting research, and it'll be very interesting to see how it all kind of unfolds over the next couple of years. I don't blame the leopard seals. New Zealand's a beautiful part of the world. Auckland's a lovely part of the world. I would want to stay there for 6 years too. It seems like a lovely spot to set up camp.
Exactly. Well, Ofa, our resident leopard seal in Auckland, she hauls out right in the biggest marina we have in the southern hemisphere. It's called West Haven Marina, and she just hauls out amongst all the boaties there, and if there's divers under the water, she'll go and have a look what they're doing. She's quite naughty. She'll steal some fenders off boats and throw them in the air, so she's having a great time.
I like her.
And she's very curious. She knows where all the dogs are on the different pontoons, so she'll go up and just sit her head on the side of the pontoon and watch the dogs. It's like she's sort of, you know, really mesmerised by the life of Auckland and thinks, well, gosh, the Antarctic is a boring place. Why would I go back there?
It's cold there. Who wants to?
Exactly.
I don't blame her.
Very fascinating. Very fascinating to watch her behaviour and learn from her, you know, a lot more about leopard seals. She's definitely, you know, our best known leopard seal, and every day we're discovering something more that we didn't know from just her alone.
So what's the future of your research? What is it that you're hoping to look into in the future?
Yeah, well, I started off as a whale and dolphin biologist and never really had anything to do with seals. And then this individual turned up in Auckland and I got told that maybe I need to, you know, euthanize her and move her on because she doesn't belong here. And those words just really resonated with me. And I thought, how on earth could I do something like that to an animal that we know nothing about? We can't just be making rash decisions like this without actually knowing the science behind why they're here or how long they're here for or how many they are and if this is a normal pattern or not. So that really sparked my whole research group, and since then we've started to look at the occurrence of them, you know, when they're here and where they're here and then how long they're here for, and then now it's gone into the why they're here, and then it's, well, what are they eating while they're here?
Good grief.
There's just everything that we ask, there's more questions than answers, and so it's a really interesting field for me to be able to everything I find out is something new, which
absolutely
is really cool for science.
And this,
so,
of course, all started with a volunteer who sent you in some leopard seal scat. How many volunteers have you got out there working?
Well, we have an organisation called leopardseals.org, and there's a group of researchers who have bound together to be able to try and get better management, research, education for leopard seals. And we're hoping to expand, really. I mean, I'm taking on a lot of people, but it's not just me. It's a whole bunch of us that are all sort of trying to hone in on one topic each and all trying to tackle them at the same time. I do hope to take on more people as time comes on. And I'm even interested in, you know, Australia and South America, South Africa, you know, to find out, you know, if we can link animals. One of the cool things about leopard seals is that you can match them by their spot patterns. So you can look at their little spots all over their body and match each other to other animals. And it's like a fingerprint for us. So one of the biggest questions we have is, well, where are they moving to and how long are they staying? And actually matching those spot patterns can be a clue. So we've never actually done any matching between Antarctic seals and New Zealand. So we don't have any matches to say they've definitely moved from here to there. But the same with Australia and the other regions. We really don't have any indication if they are moving from here to there. So these are all projects that are upcoming, and everything we find out will be something we haven't known before. So discoveries like this USB, I think, will just be one of the beginning events. Maybe we won't have something this odd or viral again, but for scientists at least we'll have a lot of cool discoveries from these animals.
It's amazing that in 2019 there's still so little known about this really, really beautiful animal. I can't wait to see what you all discover. Hopefully no more electrical byproducts or USBs. Hopefully we keep them out of the ocean.
Yes, exactly.
Krista, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
No problem. Thank you so much for having me. having me.
That was Krista Hupman. She is a cetacean biologist and ecologist with the NIWA, the National Institute of Water and Atmospheric Research over in New Zealand, talking to us about a very now very famous, I should say, USB stick that was found in some leopard seal poop.